Friday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back if you're staying with us through our two-hour block here. As we do every Friday at 3:30, it is time for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin with my good friend Terry Barr. Welcome back to the show, Terry. Hope you've been staying warm. We've had a deep chill here for the last couple of days.
I can now. I knew that was going to happen. I am so sorry, you guys. Okay. I'm listening to Maggie.
Okay. Let's go with, hey, welcome back, Terry Barr. Tell us what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
Oh, this is so awesome. You know, we're getting close to Christmas. Of course, it got a little bit of cold out there throughout this week. And so I was thinking, what is something that we all reach for when it's winter and it's cold? And you know what I came up with, Maggie? It's that silly lip stuff that we're all stuck on. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I love it. I'm a huge fan of the Chap of the Stick and the Car of the Mex, which, if I'm not mistaken, Terry, is Carmex not a Wisconsin product?
You got it. And that's exactly where I was headed with this. It's I don't know. I get really excited when I find out that something I'm using on a regular basis is made just down the road. Carmex, you know, the one in the little yellow tube, it's made in Franklin, which is a suburb of Milwaukee. And over time, it's now shipped to 60 countries every single year. This guy, Alfred Woolwing, created it when he was in his kitchen in Dodge County. He thought, I need something that can soothe my chapped hands. So that's what it's, that's what it started with. And then he came up with Carmex, hand poured it into those little porcelain jars. Do you remember those?
I might still have a couple bouncing around in a backpack somewhere, you know?
He hand poured those from the late 1930s until the 1970s, when he finally decided, you know, I don't want to move anywhere. I'm going to stay here, but I know I can put a manufacturing plant together, hire a bunch of people, and make this happen. So, you can use it on your lips, obviously, is what we are used to. But he originally made it in his kitchen for his poor dry hands.
That's pretty incredible. And funny that you mention that, because I have actually used Carmex out of the jar and out of the tube on cracked knuckles when I've been skiing or outside, and all I had with me was the Carmex, right?
Look,
like, didn't
that.
Have, because you just get so dry, and because it's got, you know, those petroleum jelly type substances in it. I was like, well, this will at least keep my hands from cracking more, even though they were in gloves. Now, I have been, just funny story, Terry, of course. I have been downhill skiing, but I am not a downhill skier, if that makes any sense to you.
And are you a fire girl? Do you sit by the fire?
Oh, I'm a D, all of the above. So hit me with the hot toddy and the après ski and the lodge and the fire and all that good stuff. But my family, we were big cross-country skiers. And so when you are cross-country skiing, and, you know, Milwaukee County, and we'd go up north as well. Never did the Birkebeiner, because, wow, that's for the super dupers. But when we would go cross-country skiing, the reason I ran into sometimes the cracked hands problem is you would get so damn hot cross-country skiing. It's like hiking in the winter, right? You'd be peeling off layers when you are cross-country skiing, because it's such a workout, especially if you've got any hills. And my hands would get really warm, so I would often take my gloves off, and hence my double duty Carmex. Thank you, Mr. Carmex, for inventing a hand rub that became a lip. What do you call that? A lip gloss? It's not a gloss. It's not a chapstick. That's like a Xerox for a copy. A lip balm. It's a lip balm.
Yes.
That's the generic term.
There you go. And I don't know what made me think of this, but I guess it has been the cold cold weather that came through this week. And it made me think of, well, what is it about Wisconsin? There had to be some cold weather goods made here. And this is one of the first ones I came up with. And I thought, well, this will be fun to talk with you about.
Well, and I love the fact that I actually knew that Carmex was from Wisconsin. In fact, I was doing some Secret Santas with a small group of friends of mine. We have to keep them under $5. Somebody just gave me a 5-pack of Carmex tube minis and all of the different flavors. I was ecstatic.
I was going to say, you can't beat that. That is a great gift.
No, it was perfect. Well, thanks so much for the trip down memory lane and a shout out to Wisconsin's very own Carmex. What else do you have for us this afternoon, Terry?
All right. Now we're going to want to do some cross-country skiing, or snowshoeing is my favorite, because I'm going to take you up to Bloomer, which is near Chippewa Falls. There is a little spot up there called the Main Street Cafe. You know, the Main Street Cafe, you think about it, the name, and it really could be anywhere. But this particular Main Street Cafe is in Bloomer. This town is less than 3,000 people. But here's the magic that is happening there at this time of year. Donnie Stoic is the longtime owner. And at this time of year, Thanksgiving, the winter holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, all of those, and then into the new year, he makes 150,000 pies.
They oh, my good Lord. 150,000?
Yes, 1,000 at this time of year. He has 65 varieties that you can order, or, you know, go into the cafe and sit down and eat. Every single one is made by hand. So he's got a lot of little elves that are helping him at this time of year. Here's the other thing Donnie told me. He always uses real dairy products in every single pie. If you order a piece of pie at the cafe in Bloomer, you get free ice cream on it and as much milk as you can drink. So he's a supporter of agriculture as well. And I just think this is amazing. This is a tiny little place on Main Street in Bloomer.
Oh, I absolutely love this. First of all, I will still crack open a fine glass of Wisconsin's own milk with dinner.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like with always. Dinner, fully sit down and be like, I feel like milk with dinner tonight. The first time I was ever out of my home environs, I realized, oh, we do things a little different here in Wisconsin because we drink the milk with the food. People that I was with, what are you doing? You know, they're drinking soda and water. The only thing we were served with meals was milk. To these, and by the way, are you a milk or a milk? Because I say it milk, like M-E-L-K. That's my Wisconsin ease coming through, my Charlie Baronism, if you will. I pronounce milk as if it was spelled with an E.
Yes. Nope. I think I'm still the I person, milk. Well, that's, there's a little tinge there. Yeah.
That's much more grammatically and syntactically accurate, Terry. Yeah. I have always enjoyed milk with dinner, but also I can't have a homemade cookie these days without a glass of milk. Now, when you were
And it takes you back to your childhood. And, you know, as Donnie Stoic says, you gotta support the farmers. And that is so terrific. Do you know what kind of pie is the most popular in Wisconsin? And at least he said this is what he finds at this time every year.
In Wisconsin at this time of year, so in the holiday time, I'm going to go with an apple pie.
He said that's what most people would think, and he'll even offer to put a piece of cheese on your apple pie.
Ooh.
But he said it's cherry, which I was really surprised about.
Well, the Door County cherries, I am a cherry aficionado. In fact, I was so excited about my 5-pack of mini Carmexes because they had not one, but two of the 5 flavors were cherry-based flavors. My favorite pie is a cherry pie. And if I'm getting an old-fashioned, Like, it better have a cherry in it. I like the old-fashioned sweets. I'm a brandy old-fashioned sweet gal myself. I mean, milk with dinner and brandy old-fashioned sweets. I don't know how much more Wisconsin we can get. Slap a little Carmex on before your milk with dinner there and your brandy old-fashioned sweet. And you've got the Wisco trifecta. Oh, I love this.
Oh. It's always a fun way to end the week, isn't it?
Absolutely. What are you up to this weekend, Terry? You got any plans?
Oh, we are beginning our holidays for real this weekend, starting with the in-laws. So we will be in Illinois for an in-law holiday this weekend. We play Christmas bingo and exchange gifts. And my husband's mother always makes way too much food. She's originally a Wisconsinite, so she goes all out for the holiday.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, so they may be Flatlanders now, but they're originally Wisconsinites. So it's just fine. I myself will also be hanging out with some extended family this weekend. And the cool part is we've been doing this for many, many years, getting together. Ooh. And my cousin hosts, and it's now, you know, we got the plus ones and we got the kids of the cousins, and there's always lots of people. Some of her neighbors will stop by. It's a great good old time. I've gotten to know her neighbors and some of her buddies over the years, her kids plus ones. It's so much fun. Everybody comes, and each year for around the last decade, we have picked like a different food theme because, you know, doing the same thing every year gets to be a little old. Now, of course, we still have to have, you know, the shrimp cocktail, the chipped beef dip, you know, the meat and cheese and crackers plate. Like, you don't mess with the classic appetizer plates, a little Absolutely. Stuffed mushrooms, little Parmesan puffs. But this year, I'm really excited because our theme is steakhouse.
Oh, no. What is going to happen?
It's going to be a bunch of fun. She's doing a couple of huge tenderloins, which is just... Right. So classic. I'm making the horseradish sauce. We're going to do a couple of lobster tails, which we're all just going to get a little piece of. I'm going to be responsible actually firing the lobster tails at the dinner. So I'm a little nervous, but I've done 2 tester lobster tails at home. So like I know exactly how hot to make these, you know, how hot to get the oven. And I've split a couple of lobster tails before, so I'm good to go with that.
But, I love that you did a test run.
Oh my gosh, do not mess up the produce, right? Like, do not mess up the proteins.
Yeah, exactly. I almost want to say, we're going to request some photos of this.
Okay, Terry, I will do my gosh darn best to remember to do that, but I make no promises, because after 2 brandy old-fashioned sweet with cherries, I don't know, you know, might get a little carried away. Anyways, but the thing I'm most excited about and that I absolutely adore at a steakhouse is that my other responsibility, which is for a to go with, like the accompaniment.
Yes.
Is I am making wedge salads.
No kidding.
And so I have to this afternoon go to the grocery store post show and buy like 4 heads of iceberg lettuce, 2 pounds of Newski's bacon, a bunch of red onions, and I'm going to get feta and blue cheese. Now, here's the question that all of this was just prequel to. I'm assuming you like a wedge salad because
I do. It's so like traditional.
It is. Mm-hmm. Now, do you go with only blue cheese dressing? Or what I'm going to call the underground pro method, blue cheese dressing and French dressing.
You know what? I am a big fan of blue cheese dressing and then crumble a little bit of the extra on it.
Yes.
But if we're talking old school, it's got to be French.
Yes. So I will be bringing both a homemade blue with blue crumbles and a homemade French dressing because I like to double them up. Frankly, I may end up eating more wedge salad than anything else.
Yes.
Little cracked pepper. So good. And I also like when I'm serving a wedge salad, I'm not giving anybody a wedge anymore. Or if I give them the wedge, I ask them, hey, do you want me to take that back and deconstruct it for you, because otherwise it's such a pain in the butt to eat off the plate. It is.
Oh, that's so fun.
Well, thanks so much, Terry. Have an absolutely beautiful time with your family this weekend. And I can't wait
to
catch up with you next week.
Enjoy the salad and everything that comes with it.
Sounds good, folks. That's Civic Media's very own Terry Barr. We're going to take care of a couple of important messages. Come right back with the last segment of the day. You're going to want to keep it locked. Dom Salvi is coming up next with the word of the hour in Civic Media's grown-up gift bag text to win contest. So keep it locked. I'll be back in just a moment.